There's an infinite, heart-stopping moment when your back arches, the skin of your throat sliding under the pad of my thumb, and the tips of your fingers digging into mine, and then you slump under me, chest heaving. A heartbeat and I know your eyes will open, and I hold my breath, wondering what I'll see. Sometimes they're liquid honey, all warmth and glossy sheen, and I cherish those times like the triumph of trust they are. Other times they're wild and questioning, the eyes of a rabbit caught in the crosshairs, and my heart breaks into a million pieces before I can make myself remember it's not me who taught you this particular fear. The world we grew up in never prepared us, you and me, for this scenario, that I might be the virtuoso, and you the ever-enthusiastic instrument, and sometimes it still shows, in the way my throat tightens at the sight of doubt in your eyes, or in the way your gaze attempts to slide off of mine as your eyes open and your conscious brain kicks back into gear. No matter. I always remember my place long before I need to remind you of yours. Look at me, beautiful. I let my heart escape through my mouth, and I know that you can hear it. That's my end of this devilish bargain. All your notes must be backed by my heart and my truth, or the deal is off. And you are beautiful, painfully so, because even as your mind revolts against the unconventional nature of the past hours, your body knows better. Your muscles might still be shaking off the last vestiges of the strain, but you're pliant and relaxed under me. There is no telltale tightening at your core that would signal the fight-or-flight response kicking in. Your body trusts me, little one. So it is your body I speak to next, the pads of my fingers tracing the contours of your face from the arch of your eyebrow, down the glistening valley of your temple, and all the way down to your cheekbone as I lean in for a kiss. My beautiful trinket, always so, so good for me. I will wait until you look at me, then give you one last squeeze with my body before sliding off and settling onto the pillow beside you, making sure my palm never leaves your skin. You will either flow with a movement and straight into my arms, or you will want further coaxing, a smile, and a beckoning of my head, perhaps. Either way, I'll start to hum, then sing, softly, quietly, as you settle your cheek in the space between my shoulder and my neck that seems to have been carved specifically with you in mind. Then I'll tangle my fingers in your hair, cradle your head over my heart, and listen to your breathing even out as your body absorbs the vibrations of my voice and I sink into you once more, this time as a song. No one else has ever heard me sing this, and no one else ever will. This song is yours to keep, little one. Just like you are mine.